Are you seeing some yellow wheat in your wheat fields or maybe in the neighbors? Hi, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the agronomist with K-State Research and Extension, and I cover Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties in northwest Kansas. And yes, we are starting to see some of this yellow wheat show up in wheat fields across the area. One of the sources of this yellow wheat is the wheat streak mosaic virus. And this is a disease that is moved by the wheat curl mite. The wheat curl mite oversummers in volunteer wheat. And so if you had volunteer wheat next to a field that you planted this fall, the wheat curl mites could move right into this newly planted wheat. We always talk about volunteer wheat being a source of these wheat curl mites, which are just these microscopic organisms that are really challenging to see with the naked eye. You need a microscope or a hand lens to really be able to pick them out. But we always talk about volunteer wheat being their preferred food source, and it is. They can also live, though, in CRP grass, grasses in the ditch, and even on corn, although it's really not their preferred place to oversummer. And so these curl mites actually really peak in their reproductive capacity at between 65 and 75 degrees. And so if you stop and think about after we drilled last fall, we had several days that were kind of in that temperature range. And so wheat curl mites were really reproducing quickly in that timeline. Wheat curl mites just basically throw themselves into the wind and move with wind currents. They can move up to a half a mile looking for a new food source. And so as that new wheat is coming up, it's really new and lush, and they're wanting to move into it to have a new food source. So the wheat streak mosaic virus is really characterized by yellow and green mottling on a leaf, or kind of yellow and green splotches kind of intermixed on a wheat leaf. And that is a characteristic of this virus. And many times you'll see that these yellow plants will kind of start on one edge or one corner of the field and kind of work their way across the field. And that's from the continual movement of these wheat curl mites. Now, we have seen this year, which is not typical, but we're seeing more of it, it seems like, as we progress through the spring, of just scattered wheat plants that have that yellow and green mottled appearance. They really stick out because they're a yellow looking plant. And that is from basically a dwindling or a declining source of wheat curl mites. And so not as many curl mites moving out into a field. So they're kind of scattered plants throughout a field. Those plants can also be infected with wheat streak mosaic. And so a couple of factors that have really came together this year to cause more of a problem with wheat streak mosaic. One, those fall temperatures that stayed really warm and really promoted the reproduction and the movement of those curl mites into wheat that was coming up. And we don't have a lot of resistance in many of our varieties out here in western Kansas, especially northwest Kansas. The one variety that has some resistance is Oakley CL, and it's not planted on a ton of acres. And so very susceptible varieties, a long open fall, lots of wheat curl mite movement. And so we're starting to see the repercussions of all of that showing up in our wheat right now. If you have some yellow wheat on the field and really want to have somebody take a look at it, please give me a call. I'll be happy to swing by and look to see what you've got. You can get a hold of me in the extension offices in St. Francis, Goodland, or Sharon Springs, or you can track me down on the experiment station in Colby. I'll pull a sample and give you my opinion on whether I think it's wheat streak mosaic. If we need an absolute positive ID, we can send them to Manhattan to the K-State Plant Pathology Lab and have a virus test ran on them to get a positive ID. The cost of that's about $15, but I can get those to Manhattan for you so we can figure out what's going on with it. If you have any questions, just give me a call at the extension offices. You can follow me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy, on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie, or you can always check out our website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. And if you have some yellow wheat and you want me to take a look at it, please feel free to give me a call and we'll figure out what's going on out in your wheat field. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye.